With that,
I want to share something with you about that. This is the Book of Worship. Our denomination is really a lot of rituals, a lot of ceremonies, a lot of things that we've done, that which has been being done ever since the early church. And we continue on with a lot of this stuff. Before it was Roman Catholic, the church was Catholic Church, which meaning universal church. And we started doing a lot of these things and celebrating these things long, long time ago. And we got away from some of it, but some of it we shouldn't have got away from because it's really special. And I'm looking for number 58. I had a lot of people. I don't do Facebook, although I do sometimes post things on there. But I really don't do Facebook. But there's been a lot of conversation in the last couple of days about what we call a watch night service. Now, I didn't know that some people use watch night service in the black church as they were anticipating and waiting for Abraham Lincoln to sign the Emancipation Proclamation. I never heard of that one before. And then I heard a lot of other things, and I was always familiar with the, excuse me while I look for what I'm looking for. Here we go. It's over here on this page. There we go. 288. A lot of different people think a lot of different things about the watch night service. And the watch night service that I was familiar with was the one that John Wesley started, but he gleaned it from the Moravians. If you remember, John Wesley had experienced the Moravians one time on the way over here from England when he was coming over as a missionary. And he kind of liked a lot of the things the Moravians did. And as his life started to change and his heart was strangely warmed and all that stuff, so he adopted the watch night service from the Moravians, which we ended up with. And this went way back into 1863 when he first experienced it. And he found that service to be so rich and meaningful as expressed, and he wrote it down in his journal. Many mourned before God and many were comforted. At the time, Wesley, on several occasions, he called it a covenant renewal service and developed a basic order of worship and a pattern. Now, I have done this covenant renewal service quite a few times in the different churches that I served. Even here, when I came here, we did it one year. What we used to do, and what I would always like to do, is come together on New Year's Eve in the church, have a covered dish dinner, fellowship, music, praise and worship, until midnight, and bring in the new year. It's really neat, and when the bell rings or the ball drops, it was really cool. So, the opening prayer for the watch night service is what I want to open our service with this morning. O God, searcher of all hearts, you have formed us as a people and claimed us as your own. As we come to acknowledge your sovereignty and grace and to enter anew into a covenant with you, reveal any reluctance or falsehood within us, and let your Spirit impress your truth in our innermost being and receive us in mercy for the sake of our mediator, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.